Okay, David, shall we have the first reading?
The reading today is taken from the easy to read version and Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, and later verses 13 to 17. Matthew 3. When it was the right time, John the Baptizer began telling the people of a message from God. John said, "Change your hearts and lives, because God's kingdom is now very near." John is the one Isaiah the prophet was talking about when he said, "There is someone shouting in the desert, 'Prepare the way for the Lord, make the road straight for him.'" John's clothes were made from camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. For food, he ate locusts and wild honey. People came to John from Jerusalem and the rest of Judea and from all areas along the Jordan River. They confessed bad things they had done, and John baptized them in the Jordan.
Okay. Come and change your ways. God's kingdom is near. Come and change your ways. Come, God's kingdom is near. So just give them a little scoosh on their head. Come on, people, change your ways. Change your ways. God's kingdom is near. And the people kept coming from all over to hear John's message and to change their ways and to turn back to God. And John baptized them in the Jordan River. Change your ways, guys, come on. The kingdom of God is near. Okay, we'll have the second reading now.
And from verses 13 to 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River. He came to John, wanting John to baptize him. But John tried to stop him. John said, "Why do you come to me to be baptized? I should be baptized by you." Jesus answered, "Let it be this way for now. We should do whatever God says is right." Then John agreed. So when Jesus was baptized, as soon as he came up out of the water, the sky opened and he saw God's Spirit coming down on him like a dove. A voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the one I love. I am very pleased with him."
In our reading, how do we know that Jesus belonged to God? Is there anything that happened to him in the river that might indicate that? The Holy Spirit came on him in the form of a dove. Yep.
The voice of God saying, "I am well pleased," all three parts of the Holy Trinity together.
Yep. So we have, yeah, Jesus, obviously, the voice of the Father and the coming of the Spirit. And what else did God say to Jesus? "This is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased." What a lovely thing to hear. "You are my Son, I love you, and I am well pleased with you." If that doesn't give a sense of belonging, then I don't know what does. Jesus knew at the very beginning of his ministry, he came from God, he belongs to God. I mean, we know he is God, but he came obviously as a human being. So where do we belong? We put up lots of things here. I'm not going to read them all out. You know, church, family, school, college, work, the RNA, swimming, etc., the Welcome Hub, apps groups. We all belong. Nobody put Jesus. We belong to Jesus, don't we? We belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to us. We could have just put God, we belong to God. How do we belong to God? How do we belong to Jesus? Do we have to, like the Smurfs, do we have to dress the same way? Do we have to be a particular height? Do we all have to be into adventure? Or no. Anyone can belong to Jesus. Whether we are white or black, young or old, or rich or poor, or educated or uneducated, or small or tall, anyone can belong to Jesus and know that they truly belong. And John the Baptist says, come and change your ways, because the kingdom of God is near. God is close. Come and turn around, change your ways, and come to God, whoever you are. And there's a welcome. There's a belonging for everyone, isn't there? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So we can all belong to Jesus. So I'm going to put this dove, and I'm going to put it on our board where we belong. And perhaps we'll pray that God's Spirit will be at work in our lives and all the groups that we belong to, that we will know his presence, his power, his encouragement, his presence in all the groups that we belong, and that the Holy Spirit will be the one who makes a difference. So let's pray together. Father God, thank you for Jesus, your Son, who came into this world so that we can belong to him. Lord, we know it took the laying down of his life. And now the offer is for everyone, anyone, to come and to change our ways and to draw near to you. Thank you that not only can we belong to you, Lord, but we belong to so many people groups, whether it's school or college or a group on our phone, whatever it may be, people that we are connected to. And we want to invite you, Holy Spirit, to come into all of those groups where we interact with other people, and that we might know your presence whenever we meet. That we might know your help, your encouragement, your power. So thank you, Lord, for these groups that we belong to. Thank you for what they mean to us. For the sense of belonging. But Lord, thank you that we can also belong to you. So hear our prayer, Lord, as we offer ourselves and all these groups that we are part of and place them into your hands. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we belong to Jesus as we put our trust in him and welcome him and change our ways. But it made me think, there's a lot of people who don't feel they belong. I'm sure you know that. People who feel very much on the outside or on the fringe or don't feel accepted. And it made me think of the people Jesus ministered to. Very often it was people who were made to feel that they don't belong, who were pushed to the side. Whether it be a blind person or somebody, you know, who was considered unclean, not worthy, not good enough. And Jesus seemed like a magnet drawn to these kind of people, people who society said, you don't belong. You can't be part of us. So as much as we belong to Jesus and we belong to various groups, we also want to have our eyes open and our ears open to those who perhaps feel they don't belong. And, you know, try to reach out to those who feel they don't have a place. Lord, would you help us? Would you fill us afresh with your Spirit that we will leave ourselves behind, that we would look out, that our ears would hear what perhaps others choose not to hear. Lord, send us out into this world, a world, Lord, where there are many people who feel they don't belong, who feel lonely, and just struggle with life. Lord, would you use each and every one of us just to put an arm around someone's shoulder, just to say the right words, just to be there. Lord, thank you for the ministry of Jesus as we see time and time again, spending time ministering to those who society said you don't belong. Lord, help us to follow in your footsteps. So go with us, we pray, Father God. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. And help us to walk as you want us to walk, to go to places you want us to go to spend time with people that you direct us to. So we offer you our thanks this morning. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.